Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Disco Dan from Federal Way is. Disco Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Disco Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia? What?
McCartney?
No.
McCartney?
No.
Ringo.
No.
Pass.
The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars.
Correct. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
10.
Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial? What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Also pass.
Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
65.
No.
64?
No.
63.
No! Who co-stars alongside Jackie Chan in the Rush Hour movies?
Chris Tucker.
Oh, yes. Woo, Disco Dan.
Finishing strong, Disco Dan.
I almost feel like there's some kind of weird delay, maybe.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, my phone sucks.
I bet he remembers you so well. And Disco Dan, that wasn't too great. You got three correct. So I don't know if it was the phone. I don't know if that's the excuse.
There were some difficult questions in there. There might be a couple that
Taryn
struggles through.
Come on.
We'll see.
Be real here.
I can see from the other room the look of frustration on Danny's face, so I'm very excited about this.
Wow.
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Picasso.
No.
Da Vinci.
No.
Van Gogh.
There we go.
All right, I figured.
Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia?
I'm going to go with Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon.
Correct. The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars?
Yes. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
69.
No.
13?
No.
20?
No. Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial?
Not Matthew Perry. Or was it? Matthew Perry.
No.
Oh, damn it. Ross Schwimmer.
No.
David Schwimmer.
There we go. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Oh, what does the fox say?
No.
What music video?
Yes.
Baby Shark.
No.
Damn it. Despacito?
No. Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
69.
Nice. Yes.
Woo.
And with that, Steve,
that was stressful.
You got 5 correct, which is a win, 5-3. Disco Dan isn't even on the line anymore.
Mm. Oh, he texted in, Disco Dan here. My phone sucks.
Oh,
it sure does.
And apparently, he had.
Do you think he has an iPhone or a Droid?
A Droid. If it sucks, it's a Droid.
Oh, now we're gonna get all the texts.
I really like my Droid. I love my Droid.
There's no delay for you ever.
I don't think so.
Because he blamed it on his phone, but. I don't really think that was the issue. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
6.
Yes. And we learned yesterday that the fathom
measures the depth of water.
Thank you for paying attention, Taryn.
Nice. But
you finally got David Schwimmer, Jennifer Aniston starred in that Uber Eats commercial.
Ross Schwimmer included his
character name and his real name.
Oh, man. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube? Wasn't it Psy? Yes. Gangnam Style.
No way.
I went with what the Fox said. I should have went with that one.
Yes. Man, that was all the rage.
That was a weird time for music. Yeah, right around that time. I feel like there's a documentary waiting to be made of like the brief period of time where it was just awful, awful songs that became massively successful.
Yeah. When you say that, I feel like there are still some awful songs being made this
year. You're right.
Honestly, you put a catchy dance to it and it just becomes popular, especially now on TikTok.
Yes.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Disco Dan.